Changing Lanes, the official podcast of BMW. Well, hello there, and welcome to this episode of Changing Lanes, the official podcast of BMW. I'm Jonathan Tilley.
Well, hello, Jonathan Tilley. I'm Nikki Shields.
Well, hello, Nikki Shields.
And today we're excited. Wait, can you tell we're excited?
Yeah.
It's because we're talking about the all-new iVision circular vehicle. It's
yes.
Hit the headlines. It's taken the world by storm. It's just launched at IAA Mobility. And yeah, we're super excited to really get into the details of this car because it has just been announced. Now, we tend to always talk about the year 2030, don't we? When we kind of look ahead when it comes to mobility and future of transport, because there is this sort of, you know, hard and fast deadline of 2030 when it comes to emissions. But when we're looking at a sustainable planet, we have to look a little bit further than 2030, of course.
Yeah.
What's going to happen beyond? What is going to happen in, say, 2040, 2050, 2060? But we're particularly interested in 2040, aren't we, when it comes to the iVision circular vehicle?
Exactly, most definitely. I mean, what better example to really see what the future will hold than the iVision circular? I sort of liken it to, you know, when you finish school and then it's like, and now what? Everybody's asking, so now what? What are you going to do? And most people are like, I don't know. I just made it this far. What I love is that, yes, 2030 is that hard and fast deadline, but what happens after? Right. And the iVision circular is what a compact car that mixes sustainability with luxury could actually look like in 2040. But you're probably asking yourself, what is the iVision circular? Why is it so special? What are those four principles of circular design that we spoke about recently? Talking about the IAA, how is that tied into the iVision? What does it look like inside and out? And what does it sound like? What does the future sound like?
Ooh,
and of course, you're all just asking, what are some special features that are going to make your jaw drop? Well, the answers to all these questions and many more are packed inside today's podcast. So lean in, listen up, and here we go.
Yeah. And I also, I hope you've got the answer to what does it sound like? Because inside and outside, I can discuss at quite a length because I was there at IAA when BMW had the big press conference there and did the unveiling, but I didn't get to hear it. So that's going to be intriguing. But do stay tuned because it's really exciting, this iVision circular car. We're super excited. We're going to give you a bit of a teaser in what you can expect. Things like 3D printed steering wheel. That's pretty cool. It has a head-up display that goes across the entire width of the windshield.
Wow.
We've seen head-up displays get bigger, haven't we? But to go right from one side to the other is really impressive. Interesting with this car, there is no paint, just aluminium on the outside. No paint has been used. And yet still, they've managed to create this amazing colour effect. Again, more on that later. And there is no grill.
What?
I know. Well, actually, okay, that's a slight exaggeration. There is kind of a grill, but it's been replaced with something different. But more on that later. Basically, it's a four-seater fully electric car. There's loads of awesome interior space inside. It sits about 4 meters in length. So it is still, you know, sort of similar to a One Series. And as Jonathan mentioned earlier, it has been designed with the principles of the circular economy at its core. And that's what we're going to be talking about a little bit first. And then we'll talk about the features of this amazing car. And it was, of course, just one of five concept cars presented at IAA Mobility this year. So it's a very special one.
Most definitely. And, you know, other than the amazing features that you spoke about that I'm really excited to dive into a little bit later in the podcast, people are probably wondering what makes it so special. I mean, you said it's one of five concept cars that were rolled out during the IAA. So why is this one so special? Well, the iVision circular, it means that it was manufactured with the circular economy in mind and also secondary materials which reduce CO2 emissions, which we're going to get into with those four principles. But talking about secondary materials such as secondary aluminum or secondary steel, that can all be recovered from discarded material through recycling and then being reused. Speaking with Dr. Irena Feige on the podcast a couple episodes ago, just hearing her talking about how to recycle steel and aluminum is like, whoa, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So if you haven't had a chance, check that podcast out as well. And secondary materials, they're so much less environmentally harmful and CO2 intensive than the extraction and production of primary materials, right? everything that's been done has already been created, so why don't we reuse it again, right? It's good for the environment. This improves the CO2 balance of vehicles, especially in the supply chain. And even right now, BMW vehicles, they're made up of almost 30% recycled materials, which is really good. But looking towards the future, 2030 and even 2040, the design goal of the BMW iVision Circular is to create a vehicle that is optimized for closed material cycles made out of 100% recycled materials.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's
groundbreaking. I mean, what a goal to have. Yeah, that really is. And it's actually interesting. I went to a aluminium recycling factory. I literally followed the entire journey. I sort of threw my, it was just a little can. Diet Coke it was, but other brands are available. Other soft drinks are available. Threw my can into the rubbish bin and I literally tracked the entire process. And aluminium is just one of these amazing materials where literally 100% of it can be recycled. And actually, if you think about it, it's really simple. It is literally, you know, melted back down and then reused. So it's an amazing material when it comes to this circular economy. And you can see why BMW have used it as one of the core materials in this car.
Yeah, exactly. And not only that with secondary materials, but this also applies to the energy storage system as well. That solid state battery in the BMW iVision Circular, it's 100% recyclable and almost entirely made of materials that come from the recycling cycle. I know that whenever I talk to people about, you know, e-mobility and the battery, and they go, oh, but the battery is not good for the environment. That's one of their, you know, fear factors.
Yeah.
It's like, no. Exactly. The iVision Circular. That's what makes the iVision Circular so special.
Yeah, yeah. No, it really is. Suddenly, it's a game changer, isn't it? You know, if you can make a battery from recyclable material and then recycle it afterwards, then...
Win-win.
Exactly. Then there really is no reason why you wouldn't pick to drive an electric car.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've mentioned a couple of times circular design. So what are the main four principles making up circular design? Well, it's actually nice and simple. It's rethink, reuse, reduce, and recycle. Now, I think the first one that we should really talk about is rethink, because you can't get to the other three of the four if you don't start with the rethinking process, because this is, you know, you really need to change the way that you're looking at creating something. We all need to change the way we live our lives. We need to rethink on a day-to-day basis and readdress our approach to things to make sure we are living in a sustainable world. And rethinking was at the core for the iEnvision Circular, because it was really about questioning that process, questioning the manufacturing technologies, and understanding a new way of doing things, a more sustainable way of doing things. For example, you could maybe paint over something instead of completely replacing it. As long as it can still do its job properly, why replace it when it doesn't need to be? Or perhaps you can cleverly rebundle something or redesign it according to the requirements of the closed material cycle. So it's really looking at the entire manufacturing approach and process and seeing how you can use different compartments and different processes in different ways. And that makes it 100% recyclable.
Exactly. You know, and taking it from the idea, the thought, the rethinking, and transforming it into an actual thing, transforming it into something, taking that thought, turning it into a thing, taking action on it, is the second principle, which is reduce. I mean, even BMWi's credo is, I do more with less. Right? That's so cool. And the iVision Circular does this by the consistency of reducing the components, the material groups, and the surface finishes. One example of the iVision Circular, it goes without the exterior paintwork, leather, and chrome, right? That's just mind-boggling.
You can't really imagine getting into a car with no leather, no chrome. But it still looks amazing.
Yeah.
I think the interior, the seats are made from like a velvet material, which was rather luxurious.
Exactly. And that's the thing, right? It's not, and I think we spoke about this before, being environmentally friendly isn't, I'm going to lose all my luxury and become a tree-hugging granola person that lives in the woods.
You can that there's anything wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. But I think there's this mental switch that it's either or. You can have luxury or you're just going to be reducing everything to the bare minimum. But there's a happy marriage. You know, you can have something that's environmentally protected and sustainable and also kind of nice and kind of luxurious. And that's what I love seeing come together. Also, materials that are made from bio-based raw materials. Those materials help keep the ecological footprint as low as possible. And they also contribute to a positive CO2 balance. I mean, using digitalization, that makes sense, right? Smart control panels, they not only reduce complexity, but also the use of materials. Think about it. 20, 30 years ago, you had a big old dash with all these things and all these buttons. Now, everything's digitalized. You don't need those materials anymore. You just need the digitalization. And when things get even more digitized, 2040 and beyond, surfaces with hardware variants, they're going to be reduced even more, which opens up completely new design possibilities.
Yeah, I love it. I think you're right there. You know, the whole point of this design is to showcase that actually you don't need to make compromise when it comes to design and luxury of a car. And yet, you know, you can still make it sustainable and have the environment at its core. Yeah. Now, the next pillar is reuse, which obviously makes a lot of sense. Clearly, for a sustainable product to work, it needs to have a long life. So, to do that, you need to keep things interesting over that long life. And actually, one way of doing this is actually by digitally integrating things. And then you can create new experiences and you can do digital upgrades over the air during the long life of a vehicle. You know, you can continually improve a car by doing those digital upgrades. And of course, a lot of the time you can actually do that remotely over the air. You can also lengthen the life cycle through doing things like refurbishment. You know, in the same way that we get our phones refurbished, we can refurbish our cars. And also redesigning with easily detachable connections where perhaps individual materials and components can be exchanged nice and simply, and actually the vehicle can be reinvented over and over again. So it's all about reusing and how you can integrate that into the design of the car.
Exactly. And taking that reusableness, mm-hmm. just made up a word, reuse, third pillar, and taking it to the fourth pillar, right? What happens when a product is at the end of its life cycle? Just like that movie WALL-E, where all the computers and tech is just like thrown together. What happens, right? So this is what I absolutely love about BMW and this fourth pillar, which is recycle. As we spoke about before, the focus of the iVision Circular is on recycled materials, right? Those secondary materials, which should also be reused at the end of the product life cycle. Like you said, with the aluminum can, you see the entire cycle, it gets melted down, built back up again, right? So one smart way of doing this is using different material groups that can be easily separated. This is so simple, but when I started to learn about this, I was like, no, really? It's so simple, right? How easily separated can they be? This is ridiculous. The iVision Circular does not use adhesives or composite materials. So instead, clever connection solutions such as cords or buttons and quick-release fasteners are used. So in my mind, like a couple years ago, I was like, but it's all melded together and it's this one whole thing and it's difficult to take apart. On the contrary, when you're dismantling the vehicle, an individual socket wrench separates compartments, separates components joined with the lock of one rotation.
Wow.
Click, okay. Done.
Okay.
Put it together. Take it apart.
We might be able to build this car.
Right? But you're probably thinking, like, this is going to be super easy for people to steal. Well, actually, this creates a theft-proof and stable connection and allows lots of components in the vehicle to be dismantled at the same time with just one tool. So all in all, the iVision Circular, it shows how high demands on sustainability can beautifully harmonize with a luxurious appearance. Like I was saying before, luxury and sustainability are not two separate things that will never merge together. Actually, it merges together beautifully in this way.
I love that. And also, all of a sudden, that means you can kind of access and maybe help repair your car. Because, you know, sometimes if you try and approach your car now, you know, what you might try today, it's like, I haven't got a clue how to get into it or under it, or how does this bit connect here and this bit connect here? Not a chance. One tool. Love the sound of that. Now, I did mention earlier, talking about the sound of the BMW iVision Circular, and that I haven't heard it. Now, I haven't heard it. However, I do know a few things about the sound, because the exclusively designed sound of the iVision Circular has been created by a rather famous composer. It is, of course, Hans Zimmer, who has a brilliant relationship with BMW, and also the creative director of sound at BMW, Renzo Vitali, was involved. And this sound was to make circularity audible, so we can instantly recognize it when we hear it coming down our road. And I do love that. All electric BMWs do have this instantly recognizable sound. I can hear them coming from behind me and I know it's a BMW. It's wonderful. And I think what Hans Zimmer and Renzo Vitali did with this particular model, the iVision Circular, was that they're inspired by materials in the vehicle and then played with patterns and loops of different sound elements and discovered this range of sounds that are actually generated by the materials used in the actual vehicle.
Wow.
So the sound that you get at the end instantly reflects the gestures of the outer structure, the inner areas, the material, the lights, the visual animations. So actually what you're hearing is a sort of 360 degree approach, the combination of all the things that are going on in this car combined, which is very clever.
That's amazing. I mean, even to like try and wrap my head and now my tongue around this concept of how do you make a sound, right? How do you make this sound of,
it's my
like,
blood.
How do you do it? And I think that's so genius that they took the idea of what circular means and took the gestures of the materials and all that stuff and turned it into something that isn't external. It's something that came from the source and it tells a story.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm very excited about actually hearing this sound.
Yes, me too, me too. Well, in the meantime, while we're waiting, you're all probably wondering, we want to hear these jaw-dropping special features, so let's drop everybody's jaws and give out those favorite features of the iVision Circular. Here we go. Hold on to your jaws, everybody. We're going to start with the first one, the front section. Okay. So true to the motto of rethink and reuse, what we were speaking about before, the front is reduced as much as possible. So if you're a listener who's sensitive to even the smallest change of the classic BMW kidney grille, you should sit down, take a breath, take a sip of water. Nikki even warned you, right, in the beginning. Let's just have a moment. I'm nervous. Okay. All right. Are we breathing together? Okay, instead of a chrome-plated frame with kidney bars, the kidney is reinterpreted as a digital surface.
What? I hear you say there, Jonathan?
A digital surface. Bear with me. Breathe with me. The kidney surfaces extend across the entire width of the front and combine headlights and kidney grille to form an unmistakable double icon that will continue to stand for BMW in the future. But at the same time, the kidney surfaces become a graphic interface. Nikki, you have seen it. Please put all of the skeptics and the people that are having panic attacks, like, at ease.
Well, honestly, I do think it's pretty cool. I mean, obviously, this is a concept car, so it is very different looking from what we see on our roads today. So I think having this digital grille actually fits really well with the rest of the car, with the body, with the kind of the striking shapes and the lines. And you will see that the different lines that they've used on the design of the car is a really key focus of it. And it is very wide. I mean, the grille does pretty much span the entire front of the car. There is a tiny little gap in the middle between the left and the right grille. But I love it. You know, this is the future. What is the point in having a grille if we don't need it? And with electric cars, you don't need them. So people are still, you know, putting grills in for the sake of it because it's what we're used to. We enjoy change. We're very adaptable. And I think we've got to embrace it.
Well said.
Thanks. Does that mean you agree?
Yes.
Okay. We have to now. So moving on from the grill, and actually, if you haven't seen a photo of this car by now, then what have you been doing? Have a quick look online. Check it out. It is, of course, all over BMW socials and the website at the moment because it is very spectacular.
Yes. And
I think what you will also see is this new silhouette, you know, the shape I mentioned earlier, this silhouette for BMW. When you look at the iVision Circular from the side, you see this kind of puristic clarity is the way that BMW have described it. And it's really just made of a few parts. It's kind of minimalistic. And the design language is just really pushing forward, even when the car is standing still. Now, if you look at the side, it is very simplistic. It's made of just a few parts. And actually, what I love about it is the design of the car, even though when it's standing still, it actually looks like it's moving forward, which is a kind of clever little trick that they've used with the design of it. It looks wicked. And also, instead of a chrome strip that you would normally see, instead, you have a narrow digital surface and it runs like a ribbon around the Hofmeister kink and actually frames the window graphics. So you can start to see that digital elements are really incorporated. It's not just having a screen as your dashboard in the front, you know, we're going so much further and beyond that. There's digital elements on the interior and the exterior. And it's also not just a design element, but it's also a display and control surface as well. So you can change and adapt that to suit what you want. So I think it's wicked. And I think, you know, the vehicle can provide information about its status or, which I love. And actually, I did get told off by someone from BMW as I was approaching the car when I was at the IAA mobility stand, because I approached and I was too close to the door because they said it was going to close because you can basically use your hand to direct the opening and closing of the door. It's kind of triggered via lighting. So if you wave your hand, the door will open. And if you wave it again, it will close. And I was clearly waving my hand around too much and he was worried that the door was going to close.
From sheer excitement.
Exactly. Exactly. Pure enthusiasm.
Exactly. Well, something that I'm enthusiastic about with the iVision is there's no paint. The exterior, it has not been painted.
Which is weird because when you look at it, you don't think, oh, the car hasn't been painted.
Yeah.
I really love the color. I love the way it looks.
I mean, I think that especially, you know, you think, oh, what color did you get? What color are you going to paint it? We're so fixated on the exterior being painted. And then this whole new concept of there's no paint. Instead, the vehicle body is made of, you guessed it, secondary aluminum. Right? Which was anodized in light gold called anodized mystic bronze, or as nice. You called it, Nikki, this gorgeous golden beige gorgeousness. Now, this color, it forms a calmer contrast to the more colorful surfaces that are made of heat-treated steel in the rear area of the vehicle. So it has this really cool contrast. Now, the heat treatment creates the color Temper Blue Steel. I just love the names, right?
But it's fascinating. I love it. Like, just the heat treatment, and it completely transforms the color.
Totally. And it's an exciting play of colors made up of bluish-violet surfaces, which gives each vehicle an individual note. Like, this is crazy. Same material, just heat-treated, different color, individual stamp. Like, come on.
Yes.
This is super cool. And now these finishings, they give the surface this amazing expression. But I mean, also at the same time, this raw materiality of these two metals, it's retained for optimal recyclability, right? So this is yet another example of how the future of surfaces could be redefined using innovative processes without having to use paint. Yet another example of sustainability and CO2 friendly and environmentally friendly mixing with luxury to combine in this really cool, creative, dynamic looking car.
I love it. You know, and again, if you'd asked us this question a few years ago, you said, oh yeah, all cars, they're just going to be unpainted and they're going to be made from aluminium.
Yeah. What?
You go, oh, all the cars are going to be the same color. That's going to be very boring. But it comes back to actually, no, with technology, with the right treatment, with the understanding, you don't have to make a compromise. You can have different color surfaces, but still use aluminium without paint, which is just amazing. Really, really, really cool to see. Now, the other area that you may have spotted are the tyres. We always like talking about the tyres. And they are made from certified, sustainably grown natural rubber. And they have this kind of slightly transparent look about them. Now, the tyres, they're called Vivid Blue Rubber. And, you know, that's why we mentioned they're sustainably grown. This natural rubber. And it does have this slightly transparent look about it. Now, they can be coloured. And recycled rubber particles are actually then added to the tyre compound, which then strengthens it. So you're not going to have to be changing the tyres too frequently. Don't worry about that. You can still get plenty of miles out of them. And the wheels are then attached using the quick release fastener called Joyful Fusion. We like a bit of joyfulness, which kind of, it's a bit like a piece of jewellery, really. It sets this kind of high quality accent in the centre of the wheel. And again, it just makes it nice and easy to take off and remove.
Exactly. And that's what we were talking about before. You know, these materials coming together with one tool, put it together, one tool, take it apart. That's joyful fusion, right? Even in the wheels. How cool is that?
Exactly. It's really been thought down to every part of this car.
Every detail. One tool. Joyful fusion. I find that absolutely amazing. Another thing that I think is super cool is the visibly sustainable luxury, which is, of course, the interior design. I mean, Nikki, I think you said you couldn't sit in it, but you could maybe have a peek inside, and it looked...
I did have a little peek inside, and yeah, those rather luxurious velvet seats. Ooh. Yeah, they were kind of, they were very inviting, and I know they wanted me to sit on them, but I wasn't allowed at the time.
Not yet.
But they're
not
calling
yet
for me. They are calling me back.
One day soon.
Exactly. No, it's fab. It's really cool inside. I think I've said cool far too many times in this podcast, but there are just so many cool elements.
Exactly. And, you know, the interior, it aims to create, like you said, this luxurious ambiance, this cool ambiance with materials and production processes that are obviously aligned with circular economy. So during production, this is what I think is pretty cool. They use 3D printing. So anything that isn't used is fed back into the material cycle. So I know when I heard that, I think 3D printing, you know, you have like that 3D printing pen, 3D printing like little printer, but that's, it's to scale, right? If you're printing something on a 3D printer, it's tiny, but this is huge factories, huge manufacturers. They're not printing on these tiny things. They have massive machines to print these 3D printing things, which when there's excess, it's brought back into the material cycle, which is super cool. And at the end of this long life, dismantling is even easier because no glue was used to put all these things together. So it just goes back and is reused again. When you sit in the velvety, monochrome taupe seats, unlike Nikki, because she wasn't able to, but if you, our podcast listener, are able to sit inside before Nikki... Now there's a chase on. Who's going to sit inside first? When you do sit inside, you'll have the front and the side panels in the monochrome mint. Now, this perfectly coordinated color creation is a modern and homely atmosphere, just making it feel super cozy and super luxe. Metal accents in gold bronze in the exterior color, mystic anodized bronze, like I said before, creates a high-quality warm contrast that's pulled from the exterior, brought into the interior. So when you are sitting inside the car, you are going to feel a lot of transparency and this feeling of openness and sense of space. And now also the massive glass roof on top kind of adds to that feeling as well, just a little bit.
Yeah,
just a little bit.
Definitely. And I think that's the whole part of like you being at one with your environment, yeah, isn't it? It kind of, you are experiencing what's going on in the world around you, which is helped very much so with having so much glass and that amazing glass roof. There is another feature that we want to mention, and it's relating to the digital world meeting the physical world. With the word digital, creating a digital experience. I'm not sure how I feel about that word.
Once again,
digital.
Digital.
Like physical and digital, bringing that together for a digital experience. Which basically, what it really does mean, which is actually the most important part, is the number of components are reduced and the functions are then all bundled together, which makes a huge amount of sense when you're trying to bring this circularity economy into the car. Now, the display that you get in a car has also really been rethought. The head-up display is projected across the entire width of the lower windshield, as we mentioned earlier. And the front window is basically just turned into this massive information carrier that you can show or hide depending on what your needs are at that point of your journey. You know, maybe you're sitting before the journey and you want to see all the information really available. But if you want to reduce it, during the drive, then you can do that too. And driving displays for the driver can also be found on here, as well as there's obviously the traditional communication functions and plenty of entertainment for all passengers to enjoy. And lastly, I mentioned that 3D printed steering wheel. You know, you've talked already about the 3D printed elements, and one of those is the steering wheel. It creates this great connection between traditional and future, because you're using such a futuristic process to create it. But of course, the steering wheel is a very traditional element of the car, and you're doing it so in a way that saves time, it reduces materials, and minimizes the components that are used as well. And actually, the rim of the steering wheel is 3D printed from bio-based materials. So again, using sustainable materials at every step of the way. Now, at thumb level, there are different surfaces on the left and the right of the center of the steering wheel, and that actually comes to life when you touch it. And
wow,
these areas are what we call the phygital touch points, because obviously you're physically touching it, but it triggers all the digital connections and technology there. So they're touch points that support the principles of hands on the wheels, eyes on the roads, which is what you want when you're driving, and you can control the contents on that information area within the windshield at just the touch of a button.
You know, I really am so pleased that you dove into this, because while you were talking, I was just thinking, you know, how we spoke about the beginning, when everything becomes digitalized, you don't need that big dash anymore. You don't need all those buttons. It's all digitalized, and you can individualize your specific needs and your settings for what you want to see. And the entire instrument panel has been newly staged. I think with a concept car, we were speaking about concept cars before, you know, you have to really rethink and look so far in the future and go, wait a minute, this is actually something that's totally groundbreaking. And these features sound super, super cool. Well, we have two more awesome features if you're still not convinced that the iVision Circular is amazing. I mean, come on.
We're never going to convince them.
Never going to convince them, right? If you're still cynical, listen up. Additional awesome feature number one, new usage option with vehicle to grid. Awesome feature number two, database smart mobility for maximum efficiency in city traffic. Here we go. First one, new usage options with vehicle to grid. What is this? So in addition to all of the material and design innovations that we've been talking about, the iVision Circular also offers the option of using it in a vehicle to grid scenario. So what am I talking about? Well, the vehicle then functions as a mobile electricity storage unit and transfers energy to its surroundings. Like, futuristic much? So this is like your car, the iVision Circular can transfer energy to buildings, can transfer energy to infrastructures. It can even feed into the power grid and thus help cushion peaks. Y'all are talking about like sustainability and energy efficiency. This is mind blowing.
It's amazing, isn't it? And actually, you know, when we do have those power surges and the national grid can't cope, when you've got your electric car sitting outside your house plugged in to the national grid, then that is there to help. That is there to cushion that peak. And it also, what's interesting is it will ensure that you can keep using renewable energy. So, you know, we talk a lot about how you charge your car. If you are obviously trying to stay as green as possible, you'll charge your car using renewable energy. Yep. And therefore, if there is suddenly this peak, you know, sometimes what tends to happen if you're using your national grid, when there's a peak, you then have to divert from the renewables and you have to use the dirty energy, and no one wants to use that. So this will actually also help making sure that the energy supply stays renewable.
I love it. I love it. That's amazing. Second awesome feature before we wrap this baby up in style, data-based smart mobility for maximum efficiency in city traffic. So another important contribution to sustainable mobility, especially in urban areas, like we were talking about feeding back into the grid, it goes beyond the actual vehicle. And that's actually the intelligent use of existing real-time and long-term traffic data. So for example, communication between vehicles and their surroundings means that traffic light phases can be better used with optimized speed recommendations. Another example is traffic flows can be better predicted, which is what we all want. And even congestion phases can be minimized. So not only with the awesome feature before that we're speaking about, vehicle to grid, but also with this information, with this data being integrated, we all are helping each other out, getting where we need to go in a much better and easier way. And also CO2 emissions from stop and go traffic, or even like looking for a parking space, could be significantly reduced by having a large number of users in this database. So when this information is shared with the entire fleet, with, of course, the consent from the users, my goodness, all these vehicles will benefit from this swarm intelligence. And I think that's something that we need to get on board with. I mean, obviously, with the vehicle to grid, that's on board. That is genius. But being able to help everybody out that's also on the grid, that's also, you know, part of driving around. I mean, think about it. When you're behind your wheel and you've got road rage, you feel it's us against them. It's they're against me. But if you're all tapped into being part of the swarm intelligence, we're all helping each other out and being good to the environment as well. I just think it's a smart move.
Totally. Anything with the word lightens the traffic load is a welcomed technology in my eyes. I'm in. Sign me
Same
up. You
here.
Can have all my data.
There you go.
Because, I mean, but it is, you know, it's actually simple things. You know, that smart information makes a huge difference when it comes to helping sort of calculate where the traffic should go and flow. Very exciting.
I'm a little bit jealous that you were there and could see the iVision, but I'm really pleased.
But then when you found out that I couldn't sit in it, you felt relieved. You were a bit less jealous.
The test is on, podcast listeners. Who will be the first one to
sit
in the iVision circular?
Tell us. Send us a photo. Use hashtag changing lanes.
Exactly.
We do. We want to hear from you.
Most definitely. Well, thank you so much for listening, everybody, to this week's episode of Changing Lanes.
If you enjoyed this episode, do make sure you subscribe to our podcast because we've got some rather exciting future episodes coming your way very soon.
Most definitely. And if you want to dive deeper into all things BMW, and who doesn't, head on over to BMW.com to learn more and check out the iVision circular and see what we're talking about.
Indeed. My name is Nikki Shields.
And I'm Jonathan Tilley.
And this has been another episode of Changing Lanes.
See you next time.